And London is trying to get back to normal following yesterday's terrorist attacks, when 4 bombs went off during morning rush hour, killing more than 50 people and wounding hundreds. An Islamic organization calling itself the secret group of Al-Qaeda's jihad in Europe took responsibility for the attack. London has a large Muslim population, and the sense of shock over the attack within that community seems to be particularly acute, as many fear a backlash. Eleanor Beardsley reports from London's East End.
At the East London Mosque, the city's largest, as many as 10,000 worshippers show up to pray on Friday, the Muslim holy day. The mosque is located in London's East End, a multicultural neighborhood with a large Muslim population. Many Muslims are immigrants from Pakistan and Bangladesh who are now raising British children. Muslih Feraldi, one of the mosque's imams, said the attack was particularly shocking on a day when Londoners were celebrating being chosen as hosts for the 2012 Olympic Games. But Feraldi says he believes the spirit of togetherness that helped London win the Olympics will prevail.
We are very faithful that London will not be divided between Muslims and non-Muslims, and these terrorist activities will not succeed in that. I believe community will face it together.
Everyone coming out of the mosque expresses sadness for the victims and their families and condemns the attackers. And even though an Islamic group has claimed responsibility for the explosions on its website, Ali Rahman, a student at a nearby community college, says people are too quick to blame Muslims for everything these days. Rahman thinks it would be better to wait for Scotland Yard's investigation before pointing fingers.
We don't really know if the Muslims have done this or not, because yesterday, the G8 summit, there were demonstrations in Gleneagles yesterday. Could have been also the Olympic bid is coming to London, and, you know, there could be protesters about the Olympic bid as well. So there's a different variety of people that are looking to get their say, and they might want to do it in a different way.
The East End is peppered with Islamic banks and butchers and religious bookstores like this one that broadcast Quranic verses into the street.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
Tom Smith said he moved here a couple of years ago, and at first the foreign culture scared him. But now he says he loves the exotic vibrancy of the neighborhood. Nevertheless, when the blast went off, he says he suspected Islamic militants right away.
I don't say it's their fault personally. I think it's their culture. I don't think they have the openness in their society that we do. And I think that causes the problems.
Directly across the street from the East End Mosque, young people drinking beer are spilling out onto the sidewalk from the Indo Bar. Bartender Mary Daly, who is on a break, says she fears the neighborhood is going to change now because of the attack.
I do think there is going to be a backlash in the area. There is going to be a lot of tension in this area for months to come now. They're going to take the blame for everything, and it's not the people around here. It's the people in this area that are responsible for any of this, but they're going to take the hurt for it.
Most Londoners are proud of the multi-ethnic and cultural character of their city, and it was a major selling point when the city bid for the Olympic Games. Britain's Christian and Muslim leaders came together to condemn the attacks, and Prime Minister Tony Blair called Britain's Muslims peaceful and law-abiding citizens. And in Parliament, MPs stressed the country's unity in the face of terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in London.